In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When we think of exorcism, we usually think of movies or perhaps the new TV show based on the movie that's coming out. And we don't realize that it's a true reality, that people, in fact, do become possessed by demons. And this has been a reality throughout all of human history. It's very, I wouldn't say common, but it's not uncommon, and it's unknown, and not unknown in every culture that has ever existed. And some people might try to explain it away as mental illness, and no doubt there is some cases where someone with schizophrenia or something else is confused with a possessed person. But even if we take the mental illnesses out of the equation, there are still cases where people who cannot be explained by mental illness. They are able to do truly remarkable and scary things, speak in unknown languages, very strong, psychic phenomena goes on around them. And so, because there have been possessions throughout history, there have also been exorcisms. And among the Jews, at the time of our Lord, there were exorcists. There were rites of exorcism to cast the demons out of those who are possessed. And usually these rites of exorcism consisted of invoking the divine name, the name of God to throw out the demon, because, God is more who is more powerful than the devil? God is. Therefore, how do you throw out the devil? You throw the devil out with God's name. But when Jesus threw out a devil, when he commanded the demons to leave, he didn't invoke the divine name. He did it through his own power. As we see in today's gospel, be quiet, come out of him. And the demon did it. And this is what has caused the people to say, he speaks with authority. He's not speaking in someone else's name, he's speaking in his own name. His words have authority. Similarly, when he teaches about what is right and what is wrong, he doesn't invoke the learned rabbis or previous commentaries upon the law. He simply speaks of the law. He speaks in his own name about what is right and what is wrong, what is holy and what is unholy, what is righteous and what is not righteous. And all of these things come together to show us something very important about Jesus, that he isn't simply a prophet. That he isn't simply a wise and learned man, that he is in fact God. This is why he can speak through his own authority, and his words have authority. And this also makes him different from his followers, as you and me, because we don't do things through our own authority or in our own name. Rather, we do them, how? In the name of the Lord Jesus, because it is he who gives us the power to speak with authority. It is he who gives us the power to do what is right and what is good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.